USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a coronavirus aid package, sending it on to the Senate just hours after President Trump declared the pandemic a national emergency. It was back in May of 2018 that the White House abandoned the pandemic office. Officials who work there say the U.S. has lost valuable time in dealing with the outbreak. The president was asked about it during a press briefing.
When you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that because I don't know anything about it.
White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly said the president didn't require virus testing after being in contact last weekend with two people who later tested positive for the virus. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, confirmed that he tested positive for COVID-19.
I immediately self-quarantined.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The coronavirus pandemic has altered life for most people in many ways. Louisiana has postponed its primary until the end of June. In Ohio, they're restricting public gatherings to only 100 people. In Maryland, Oregon, and California, they're only allowing 250. Four major cruise ship companies have chosen to suspend trips from the U.S. for 30 days. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and Embassy Cruises all agreed to those suspensions. The U.S. ban on travelers from 26 European countries has now taken effect. Canadian Parliament has rushed through ratification of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal on Friday. The action, taken before their three-week break, is to help stop the spread of the virus. And Mexico is considering tightening its northern border to also help stop the spread of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
International health officials said that Europe has now become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, as the continent is now producing more new cases each day than China did at the height of its crisis. The World Health Organization said more than 5,000 people have died so far. Johns Hopkins University reported nearly 137,000 cases globally. Italian health officials said their death toll has surpassed 1,000, and the number of new cases has climbed by more than 2,200. In Spain, the government is implementing a 15-day state of alarm under which authorities can restrict movements of their citizens. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison unveiled an $11 billion stimulus package to counter the economic harm of the coronavirus. Embattled singer R. Kelly is facing even more charges. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Federal prosecutors hit the singer R. Kelly with more criminal charges, accusing him of having unprotected sex with a girl in 2015 without disclosing he had a social disease. The new racketeering charges were included in a revised indictment filed in New York City a week after the 53-year-old pled not guilty to a separate updated federal indictment in Chicago involving child pornography, sexual exploitation of children, and a number of other allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.